Welcome to the Michael Scott Paper Company.
The funny part is, I'm not sure if I even want this beer that you gave me, Rhody. I tried to dump it out earlier, and I'm just not sure about this.
You did. There's a third of it in there now, so you should be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't want your beer. What's up? This is Casually Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rhody.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Yeah, what's going on? Hold on. There's two Rhodies?
Yep. You didn't know that?
You didn't Rhody, tell them?
You didn't say you were bringing your wife on.
Oh, nice.
Rhody is the last name.
You wish. You wish.
I do wish. Yeah, it's Dirk. Mavericks Rugby. I'm back. I did it.
Wait, is this the Dirk that's on the intros for Casually Lit sometimes?
Yes, sir.
From Mavericks Rugby?
Best recorded intros ever. I love every single one of them. I'm so good at doing scripted things. It's fantastic.
Well, I mean, those were kind of fly by the seat of your pants. Hey, since you're here, why don't you go ahead and record these?
Yeah.
Now say something different.
Yeah.
Now say something different.
It's always after, you know, five or six beers, too, so that definitely helps.
I see this in the blooper section all the time. They just rattle these things off. Just keep going.
Yeah, let's find the best take. It'd be pretty good.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Here at Casually Lit. But yeah, this is a special episode. Dirk came in, and we're going to have some fun. We've actually got a crap ton of beers. We've actually started drinking a crap ton of beers. We actually need to get involved in this right away.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried the DDH yet? Sir, Dirk?
Oh, from that one?
I can't see you guys, so I don't know what you're drinking and what you haven't. This first beer is from Six Point, which I have become a huge Six Point fan, like unstoppable, Rhody. I'm like, I'll drink anything Six Point puts out at this point.
Have you had a sip yet?
I hate that.
No, yes, not yet.
Uh-huh. Yes, I drink a whole thing. Oh, were you supposed to get some?
Yeah,
of this?
I got some. We're good.
Oh, okay. No, Jason, that's all yours.
Yeah, it's all for the desk, please.
Just mix it.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
How unfortunate I am.
We'll do a little half and half with triple and triple.
Yeah, I got some Sprite out there if you want to cut it.
So I'm going to show it again. Now yep. I can see. Oh, look at that. So this is 6 points DDH High Res. It's a triple IPA.
Holy crap.
It's only 11.1%.
Oh, okay. Nice sessionable beer.
Yes, of course. And 6 Point, we've had them on the show before. We have called them and listened to the story about one of their beers. It was pretty damn funny. I don't remember it exactly, but...
Sweet Action.
That's right. That's
oh, yeah, with the whole story on the phone number.
Yes.
And the pornography.
Yeah. It was something.
It was a very interesting thing, but 6 Point, I haven't had a bad beer from them yet, and they're a barrel-aged porter. Oh, my God. We've had that here before, too. And I know I got you some of that, Rhody, and I was like, oh, my God. It is one of the best beers that you will ever have. From anybody, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, they make some good stuff. You had posted a picture about their Yammer 6-pack or 12-pack, wasn't it?
Yes. They're doing I guess it's a base beer with different juices added to it, and it was all under 5%. I was like, this is screaming lake beer to me right now.
Oh,
all summer. All summer. I was like, oh my gosh.
Four beans.
Four beans, barrel aged four beans is one of the best, 11%. But oh my God, it's so smooth.
Yeah.
So good. But yeah, 6 Point. I love 6 Point. And I'm sitting here talking all this about 6 Point. I don't even know where they're from because even though we should, because I called them.
Why'd you go to the Budweiser site though?
Beers Advocate? Or I'm sorry.
It's totally impartial. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I believe everything I read on there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're talking about, Rhody.
Yeah, I'm pretty big fan of that Bengali.
Bengali. Yeah, the Chris, Jammer, they do a lot of good stuff. Double IPA. Resin is amazing. Ooh, they have an experimental double IPA.
Nice.
I like how instead of saying double IPA, it's got two I's. IPA.
Did you stutter? Or?
Here's the triple IPA. It's got 111 IBUs. It's a big deal, you know. I hate when people, because we know things about beers, they're like, tell me about this IBUs. And I'm like, it's all subjective.
It's totally factual. I know what you're talking about.
I can't. When it's talking about beer, period, I get it. Everybody's like, you guys know everything. And I'm like, it's all subjective. It's just, ugh. I watched Adam Ruins Everything, which I've brought that up a few times on the podcast by now. and he was talking about expensive liquors, and he was talking about expensive wines, and he was he was talking about how it's kind of all the same shit. He was talking about liquors could be tested, and they were like a Grey Goose would be the same as a
McCormick's.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like chemically and whatnot?
Yep.
Damn.
And then he was saying, you know, that it's really not that special and blah, blah, blah. It just, it's but all it's, subjective.
But it's six times distilled, Jason.
Yes.
I don't know exactly what that means, Rody.
Did y'all ever hear about Dan Aykroyd's vodka, the Crystal Skull?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, that's, y'all gotta check it out. He's, Aykroyd's totally gone off the deep end. But his big thing right now is he has like his own vodka brand. It's called like Crystal Skull Vodka. And it's about like this whole conspiracy theory about like different Crystal Skulls throughout the world were found. And they do different things. And so he says this vodka, it's filtered through like Herkimer diamonds or some total nonsense. But yeah.
With the invisible world. A world which can help us get through life if we know how to draw upon its power. A world serving positive projections, holy wherein shit. You use your yeah. own personal, mental, and spiritual abilities to believe and subsequently make true the things that you want to happen for yourself. Also healing, miracles, the presences of spirits and beings once living now gone into another life, but who continue to intrude into our waking shit, consciousness by, for instance, haunting people or places. The implicit potential indestructibility of the soul must concern us.
This dude was a Ghostbuster for too long.
Yep.
Holy sheesh.
That's obviously across the beams, man.
This is an advertisement for this
show? Yeah, it's like he goes in, like, it's a whole, like, 8-minute video about him talking about, like, just the perks of it.
Why did we do this?
His interview.
John and I have always been avid researchers on the subject of the legendary 13 crystal heads, which have been unearthed at numerous locations and at various times on our planet. The story goes that 13 crystal heads have been found in places varying from the Yucatan Peninsula in Central America to the American Southwest in New Mexico and also in Tibet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, at some point, give it a full watch because it is something else. He also has a interview at one point with, I think, Larry King or something. And it's like Larry takes a shot of the vodka and you can tell like he just hated it. But he's like, oh, it's pretty good stuff. Thank you, Dan. It's... Yeah, bless his heart.
Please get out.
Yes.
Whoa.
Doors on your right.
It's untouched, naturally smooth. What does that even fucking mean? You didn't put your hands in there?
Yeah, it's all like, and it goes in like real spiritual stuff and everything, and it's crazy.
Yeah, it's nothing but pure spirit in every bottle.
There we go. Yeah, spooky spirit, you know, makes sense.
It says, when you go to our story on the website, it's less than a paragraph.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen eighth graders write better articles, but hey, what are we talking about?
Yep.
And for those of you wondering why we didn't play the whole video, it's 9 minutes long.
Yeah, it's a haul, but it's really damn good.
Not gonna do that. Yeah. He's very gung-ho about that. He's very excited, if you would.
Hey, we could be YouTube commenters, just have it up in the background and we like talk about it the whole entire time. That'd be pretty cool.
That would actually be kind of fun.
Do a reaction video. Brody, what's your reaction to that?
I'm just wondering why Jordan Woods is still famous.
I don't know.
She had sex with somebody, and now she's famous.
Who was it?
I forget. I don't care. I don't want to know.
I kind of do though.
She takes off her clothes, and now she's famous. That's awesome.
Be careful. That's a you just stepped on the Me Too line there, buddy.
I do that, and I just get arrested. I don't get it.
Yep.
Why can't I be free?
Yeah.
I want to be free from this life
log.
Oh, ah, dang it. That's Papa Roach.
Speaking of being free, this next beer. Holy crap.
Dirk, do you want to introduce us to this next beer?
Yeah. What was it, radio? It's like Worldwide Stout from Dogfish Tail, I believe is the name of the brewery.
Yep.
It's really freaking good. Yeah, that vanilla really comes through.
Now that is pretty. It's pretty spot on. This is over a year old, by the way.
Oh, okay, nice.
There's still some in here.
Oh,
it's all yours, Jason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for your desk.
Just pour one out for your desk.
Pour one out for Chris, who couldn't be here. Thanks, buddy.
Bastard.
Hope your Arby's is good.
Oh, shots fired! Take that, Chris. We don't even like you anymore.
Nah, I love you, buddy.
Ah, I don't.
There's only one thing you could order on that menu, and it'd be okay.
Which one?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Test them all.
Triple heart attack sandwich or something.
I don't want him to listen to this episode and have the right answer.
Woo!
Dude, their meme game's really good. Arby's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The holy crap.
Twitter, Arby's and Wendy's, man, for the win. For the win. Yes, so tell us more about this beer, Rody. And besides how you had to break the bank to buy it.
I was in Oklahoma, and I went to some random liquor store, and they had a four-pack of this. And, of course, they didn't have a price. And I was like, yeah, you know, fuck it. I'll drink one and age the rest. Get up there, it's like $49.95. I was like, what the
fuck? Oh, so you weren't... I thought you were exaggerating.
No, 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 no. This is not cheap.
Holy crap.
You paid $50 for a four-pack?
Hashtag blessed.
But yeah. Dirk said it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is.
He did it for the vine. It was worth it.
It kind of is worth it, but I wouldn't share. I'm kind of the... When I spend a lot of money on something, I don't share it. I'm kind of a greedy bastard.
Totally the same. I had one when I first bought it, and it was really hot. Really, really hot. This has mellowed down quite a bit.
Yeah, because there's no burn to this. It's just real smooth, super smooth.
That is... Ooh. That's something special.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I feel bad for anybody that...
Yeah, because I want to say this is like a 15% beer.
Okay. So another easy drinking one to follow up for 11%.
Yeah, we have a running theme today.
Yeah.
What is it? I wasn't in privy to this information.
What's that?
What the running theme is?
Oh, high ABV.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
Malty. Good. Malty.
I also like to call this episode Designated Driver.
Yep.
If that's okay.
Brought to you by Uber. Yeah, since Magnum Condoms isn't our sponsor today. Again, thanks, Chris.
This is true.
That's a good point. I don't know how they feel about Chris not being on an episode. Maybe he'll lose his sponsor.
Yeah, I was going to talk to management about that one.
Yeah, because you've got to be, you know, a certain amount of episodes. You got to mention it a certain amount of times. I don't know. I'm just saying. Also, there's no casually late. Because Because Michael was unprepared for this extra episode.
So I guess we're on hashtag triggered by Chris.
You mean he doesn't do those like on Wednesday nights?
10 minutes after it comes out, he already has it ready to go.
That's what he should be doing. I mean, if he's going to be dedicated.
He's going to be lazy.
I mean, he's up brewing anyways. He might as well listen.
He's at Funky Buddha? Is that where he's at?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
No, it's sure. Funky Wicker. Cause Mitch and Wicker.
Mm-hmm. And it's Wicker. All sour beers they make, right?
Ooh, yep, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yep. So, and anything to do with honey.
I'm just saying, if I don't get to go to Funky Picnic and get a hazy IPA from Michael Harper.
Mm-hmm. Or peanut butter stout.
If that's not the first beer that he brews.
I might be upset.
Oh, yeah.
Might be upset. Might. You hear that? Might be upset, Michael.
Yeah, you better watch out, buddy.
I want a hazy IPA flight to go to Funky Picnic on day one.
I want a Scottish ale that's called the Scottish Offenders.
Oh, that's pretty good. Nice, nice, nice.
I see what you did there. dude, that's like
or musket ball. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
is that like saying you want a wheat beer called Claritin? Yeah, I did it.
Yep, that just happened.
Oh,
Zyrtec me.
Yep.
Zyrtec me, bro.
There we go.
Sorry, Michael.
Yeah, we love you.
We apologize for this. Anyways, he's gonna be on next week. He's going to be in the room. He's going to be on the show.
Cool. Nice.
He's going to do his casually late. He's going to do it live.
Oh, like a live one. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. We'll put him on the spot.
And you know he's on the show because half the time he'll be yelling at me.
Yeah.
It'll be a good show.
Yeah.
With the F word.
Mm-hmm. Lots of cursing.
Come on now.
Yeah. Mark that show explicit.
We have also Good Brew Guide, which is his actual podcast that he does with...
Josh.
Thank you. I know to Josh. Josh does a lot of stuff with the Good Brew Guide. And they are finally getting their stuff together and getting back in the saddle again. And I'm excited about that. I really do like they're very beer nerd it like beer nerd getting down to the nitty gritty of it, and it's pretty good for because we have a lot of listeners that are beer enthusiasts that we've kind of alienated here recently, and we're fine with that.
Thanks, Cody. Thank you.
We're not as beer heavy as we used to be, and these guys are as beer heavy as we used to be, and that's who you should be listening to.
Oh, yeah. Give them a check out.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yep. Josh does some great things, and they're very passionate, which is awesome, because when you listen to somebody that's not passionate, and they're just like, ooh, which was probably some of us talking about beer, and then you go listen to them, you're like, okay, I don't like beer at all compared to these guys, but...
Yeah.
And I like them, so I'm good with it. They're coming back. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited. I was about to give away details. I don't think I'm allowed to.
Yeah, you got to talk beforehand and get it approved.
I was about to say, I think I know where they're broadcasting out of and all that business, but...
Yeah, could you give the street address and what time exactly?
Yeah. We'll get the casual lit fans to riot.
Yeah, we'll picket it. There's no way it's going to happen.
The funky picnic cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Which they just got power. They are launching. Yeah. Right now. They are launching. And I'm sure we're going to be able to hopefully ask Michael 100,000 questions about it. Pretty excited.
Yeah. Because I've been over there a couple times now helping out Harper just set up various stuff. And he's really excited, I tell you what. He's got all these notes written up on the wall, just paper everywhere. He's a whole bunch of his plans, his recipes ready to go. It's going to be good stuff.
Oh, yeah. The dude has a resume that would blow anybody out of the water, in my opinion. He's made a lot of good stuff. He's learned from the best. He's worked at community. I'm stoked.
Mm-hmm.
Very stoked. When you're talking about that, Dirk, since I first met you, you've come an insane amount of, your beer knowledge and where you've gone. Yeah. It's been insane.
It's really exploded. It was I just don't even know where to begin. Because when I first started drinking, one of my roommates worked for New Republic down in College Station. So he first introduced me to beer stuff. I said, okay, that's cool. There's stuff other than just, Shiner or whatever. But I kept at a pretty casual level, no pun intended. But ever since then, I guess over the past year, I've worked at New Main, helping out at OHB, Lakewood, Funky Picnic. And I'm just diving head over heels now. Actually, tomorrow I'll be making my first homebrew, a little Maibock in a 5-gallon system. Yeah. Yeah, I'm super pumped.
You went with a Bock.
I know you love it. It's your favorite style. Out.
Just messing with you.
Be gone, thoughts.
So is Bock really one of your favorite styles? Am I intrinsing on you?
No.
Is our friendship changing?
Yeah, it's not you. It's me, first off. But I don't know. Alexa, my wife, is a huge fan of Andy Gator from...
Right, yeah.
A Helles Lager type thing. So want something a little Abita. Lighter. Yeah, by Bita. Freaking love them. So I had their Mardi Gras beer recently. I was like, this is pretty dang good. And I was talking to Alexa. I'm like, what would be something fun we want to have? And it's starting to get a little warm here. All right, let's get a light lager, but still it's, 6-7%. So it has some kick to it, but pretty exciting stuff.
Damn.
Yeah.
Amazing, man.
Got the starter yeast going Wednesday. It's currently in the fridge right now.
Yeah.
So I can start dropping out so I can decant it. And I'm jazzed.
Holy shit, stuff. The first Dirk beer.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you hoping to make?
5 gallons. 5 gallons. Okay. Old. Yeah.
God, do you listen, Rudy?
Yeah.
No?
That's what he started? I'm just playing.
He just had a 1,000-mile stay over here.
So,
just...
if me and Rudy don't get to try that, we're probably going to cry.
Yeah, and I'm ready for that. I'm so sorry, guys. I didn't mean to tell you right now, but...
Yeah, we got to make this happen. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Oh, from... hanging out a division to to making your own beer. That's
just about a year. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, it is. Oh my God.
To working with Ron to open up his new brewery.
Oh, that's
Rody likes the shots fired.
Yeah. All
the
time. Goodness.
Habanero peach.
Lemon drop. Yum.
Num 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 num.
Rody, you're that Kardashian on the show that gets cut out all the time
because they can't air what they say.
Yeah. God damn it.
Camera just pans to you and then just sharp cuts somewhere else.
I'm the realist.
There we go. Keeping it real. That's what Rody does.
That's actually true. I'm gonna agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the truth.
Yeah.
A buck. That is amazing. So. After all this, is it really? It's been over a year. I know it has.
Yeah, because it was December of 2017 when I met y'all at a division.
Jesus Christ, time needs to pump the brakes.
Yeah, it's flying by, man.
That's what I don't remember who I was talking to, but I was like, yeah, went to your wedding, had a good time. I was like, just bam.
Yeah.
Beautiful friendship.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
It's been insane, and that's one of them craft beer things, too, because me and Rody have met a million people through craft beer, which makes no sense. It's like... we haven't met them because we met them. We met them because we're going to try beer, going to do this, going to do that.
Yeah.
It's just...
it's the whole community. It's the best thing about it.
And people don't get that. They don't understand.
Yeah. So I'm out in Garland, but in Rockwall, they're looking to open up a brewery over there called Siren Rock.
Oh.
But So they eventually got approved, but for a long time they're having a huge issue with like the city and the mayor, because they were like, oh no, this is gonna be like, it's gonna be a bar, and it's gonna be just, you know, bringing all the vagrants and be stumbling around drunk. And it's like, dude, it's a, have you been to a brewery? It's a big difference. Huge family scene, you know, usually like pet friendly, very happy, easy going.
So I'm going to admit something. I haven't shut a lot of breweries down. And by that, I mean, like, when you're like, I'm going to shut this bar down tonight, you stay until the end.
Yeah.
I have not stayed until the end of a lot of breweries. I don't think, Rhodey.
No, I mean, when every beer is 6.5% and up, kind of done by noon.
Yep.
And I'm going to be completely honest, though. Like, I mean, we've talked with hundreds of people in the industry, and I've never heard of that being a thing. Like, having a bunch of people just be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you never hear that. You hear people cleaning up after themselves. You hear about good people
being respectful. It's nice. It really is.
Yeah. So, and that's crazy to me. And I get it, just because people see alcohol and think bad.
Mm-hmm.
But breweries, they're a little different.
Yeah.
They're actually a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at all the stuff that New Main has accomplished. And I only say New Main because that's still pretty much the only one I've ever worked at.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Do miss those days. There was something, the Cinco de Mayo's coming back up, and I think me, you, and Rhodey worked that day.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like one of the last times we worked there.
That was a long day.
Holy crap.
Yeah, we did well. And it bugs me, too, because when you have the people behind your bar that don't appreciate what you're doing,
yep.
I start thinking about all that, too. I'm like, ugh. Just like, I miss all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I miss, because the year for New Main's first beer that they ever released, where they co-worked with Dirty Job. I can't remember the name of it now.
Oh, Red Brick Road or something? Yeah. Yep,
that is it. That is absolutely it. It was that memory popped up, and I was like, oh, I remember that. And I was so pumped.
Wow.
And I was reading about it, and all I wanted to do was make sure his beer sold well.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't care what else happened. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that David's beer was out. It was awesome. Blah, blah, blah.
Dirty I want job. An IPA. Well, how about you try this Red Brick Road?
Yep.
And I remembered that, and I was like, oh, it was so much fun.
I'll only drink Bud Light. You will love us Red Brick then.
So much fun.
I'll go and put you down for 6.
Yeah. Anyone a growler? Okay, cool. Thank you.
When we were selling the glasses, it was like, you want to add $5 and get a glass? And then we started just busting through all of his glasses.
Yeah. So, flying off the shelf.
He's really pissed. There was so much glass on the ground.
Were we breaking them?
No. Well, maybe.
I don't think I ever broke. Well, I had a chipped one, and then I had some girl put lipstick on her. Oof.
Yeah, that was pretty gross.
Noise.
Yeah, I got in trouble for that. Not by management, but by myself.
We had management?
Yeah, define.
Fucking darn. We had plenty of management. We had David, and we had...
David.
Yeah, David. So, David.
You got to watch out. The double D's will come down and fuck you up.
Oh, no.
No. Yeah, no. I'll never forget giving that girl that glass. She's like, there's lipstick on this. And I just, bright red. I was like, oh, my God, I want to die.
I would kill myself now. Thank you.
Yep. I want to die.
Hooray, hooray.
I went home and I was like, I let you down.
Where'd you get the samurai sword from?
I need to commit Sudoku. Give me a minute.
And that chick that got the lipstick on there, she's like, holy shit, back off. It's like, okay, I feel bad for that guy's penis tonight.
How'd you get lipstick halfway down that thing? That's impressive. Yeah. I'm not even mad.
Yeah, respect it.
Anyways.
Hashtag skills.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah, I don't. You know, I've never had that happen, for the record. Just throwing, so all of our listeners know, it's never happened.
Uh-huh. Yep, sure, sure.
I just want all y'all to know.
Cool. You've never had lipstick on your rim?
No.
Or he's never given...
Both. All three. So I've never given lipstick blowjobs. That's never happened. I've never gotten any kind of a glass with lipstick on it. And also, I've never looked down at my dick and been like, oh, where did that come from?
A true American hero. Your country thanks you for your service.
Thank you. All three of those things have never happened to me.
Oh, man.
So I'm pretty lucky, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Blame lip sense.
Yeah.
That's right, because it stays on the lips, right? Wasn't that their thing?
Mm-hmm.
Stays on forever, like never fucking comes off. When I had to get the steel wool brush to get it off Kaylin's lips.
Wait, what's lip sense?
Yeah.
It's a lipstick. It's a makeup company. They advertise that you put on lipstick once and you don't have to mess with it again. Although you did have to keep it moist by putting on like the lip balm.
Okay. Really?
But that was their spiel.
Huh.
But I mean, look, the answer to everything in life is keep it moist. You got a wound, keep it moist. You got a foundation, keep it moist.
I thought you
wanted
to dry out wounds.
Nope.
Right?
That's not true at all, right, Rody?
It depends.
Okay. Hold on, Dr. Rody.
Yep.
Dr. Rody.
He's in the room.
Do you think you can save him? Oh, crap.
Worst bit intro ever. Well, besides the Grinch one, that one was pretty terrible, too.
Oh, dude, I love the, what was the It's intro? Yeah.
That was a good one,
Buzo.
Though.
Yeah, I like that one. Those are good. Yeah, those are my favorite ones.
I'm Buzo, the drunken clown. No, but really, Rody, what kind of wounds do you want to dry out?
Herpes.
So, warts, you want to dry it out?
No, like lip warts.
Oh, okay.
You want to dry them out. You dry them out quicker, it disappears quicker.
Huh.
I know he thinks I'm probably mocking him, but I'm not. I'm actually really serious.
Yeah, you keep it moist, it lasts longer.
God damn it.
No.
Just like a vagina. You keep it moist, no. It lasts longer.
RB throwback. Let's get out of this. Pull up.
God damn it, Chris.
Yeah, why aren't you here, buddy?
I was going to say, that's not entirely true, but we'll just go with it. We will just go with it.
And speaking of drunken clowns, what is this next beer, Rody?
Yes. Distract us.
Yes.
The Exorcism of Rick Ackerman?
Never heard of him. Who the fuck is he?
Huh.
But it's got a lot of shit in it, and it's a stout, so you probably like it.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, again, another real easy drinking, sessionable, summer beer.
Very, very, very sessionable.
All right, I'm going to cut you off. I apologize. I search for Rick Ackerman, right?
Sure.
The number two thing on here
says... Sorry, Rich.
Oh, well, okay, you fucked that up. But the number two thing on here says, who is Rick Ackerman? So people have searched that question so much that there is a website that says, who is Rick Ackerman? So
that's me.
Is it Rich or Rick? What are we doing with
Rich.
Here? Rich Ackerman. Clown Shoes releasing the Exorcism. Exorcism, Jesus Christ.
Exorcism.
Yeah, I don't
know. Soundboard's coming back.
Yep.
No, it's not.
Nailed it. Yep.
Richard Carl Rick Ackerman is a former American football defensive tackle in the NFL. He played for the Chargers. That is not who this is.
That is not real because on the art, it's a white guy. So
yeah, I don't even
is know. It though? I don't see color.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Good point, Dirk. What's wrong with you, Rody?
That's true.
I don't see any color. That's a good point, dude. That's a nun.
There's two people.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Racist Rody. Oh, that's way too easy.
No.
I hope you never run for
If you don't see color, how do you see the nun's face?
Hope you never run for office because racist Rody is way too easy. People would march out, racist Rody, racist Rody.
We can make some signs tonight after this if you want.
That's true.
Just preempted.
So easy.
I'm running for office next week, by the way.
Oh, shoot. Let's rally, everyone.
Comptroller.
Promise me you're running.
I don't even know what that is.
Mayor
I don't know
Arlington.
Either.
Mayor of Arlington. I hear that's a very hot commodity right now.
Emphasize hot.
Oh.
God damn it.
Yep.
And you've never met her in person, right?
The person that's running for mayor?
Yeah.
Who?
The owner operator of Jambo's Barbecue?
Wait, I'm terribly confused.
You should be.
I've been struck by bamboozle.
I can't even tell you her name right now.
Are they the mayor? This
Oh yes, her name is Ashton. Ashton Stuffer.
Oh, she's running for mayor right now?
Yep.
Yes. Made a calendar, and you could buy her swimsuit calendar.
Oh, no.
To help raise money.
And she removed it pretty quickly, too, after releasing it.
What's the best month in those calendars? Isn't like November or December? Is that like the best one?
We didn't even get to see it. It was deleted so fast.
It's November.
I was going to buy
it. Because no shave November.
Oh.
I was going to buy. I was going to get one for Rody and
Don't
David.
Stop December. Just another month. January. Fuck it, February. Mustache March, you know?
But evidently there was an incident at Free Play in Arlington where they confronted the owner of Free Play?
Yeah, I believe so.
And said person's boyfriend punched him in the face and fractured his jaw.
Whoa. Oh my.
So the fact that she's still running is very impressive.
Yeah, it's props. It's pretty good.
So we're in Arlington, Texas, which is we're not in Arlington. We're in Fort Worth, Texas right now, but Arlington, Texas is big?
It's getting there.
It was 300,000 or so. It's pretty big, I would say. I mean, it's Metroplex. It's hard to tell where it stops and where it ends, but it's pretty decent. Right in between the two of them.
It's just, and she's running on, one of her main issues is immigration.
What? For Arlington?
Yeah.
Really?
Arlington, for those that don't know, Arlington is a border town, so I guess that makes sense.
Yep. Yeah.
Not at all. It's really weird.
Yeah, I think Arlington, we got we have different cultural centers, but that's a weird stand to take.
It's one of the things. Wait. Put that picture.
The duck face.
No, duck face. No. Yeet. Go back.
Sorry, I already clicked. Oh, no.
Oh, she has SoundCloud? Yes. She's famous.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
No.
Bless up.
I apologize.
Liar. It's got to be liar.
Give us 8 seconds.
I'm going to give you.
Oh, that is. Oh, so sexy.
She's not even singing on beat. Bet you let them
take me, babe. I would let them take you.
Would you let them save me, babe?
Would you let them save me if I would die for you? Good news is I just got a new ringtone from when Rogan called me.
Yes.
Jesus. Oh, please send that to someone that works in Pantego.
Oh my gosh.
No, that one at the very top. Third one, no.
Where's the dude?
Up.
That's the dude, the boyfriend.
Oh, the puncher?
That third one over.
This one?
Yeah, let's see
sensual,
that one.
Sensual, bro.
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at that. So sensual.
Bloody hell. That's the potential mayor.
That's a potential mayor.
Well, anyways, I know her, and I met her the day that David met her, and it was just a great day, and I've got things that I could say, but I would need to talk to David before I do so.
She's very motivated.
Yeah. Look, there she is with the Free Play.
There we go.
Look at that. Bam.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, with a Mario shirt on. I mean, you're...
Oh, she's the gamer girl.
Oof.
Well, she was that day.
Anyways, for those of you that... Google Ashton. Let's see. Those of you like, I don't even know what you're... Ashton. AshtonStauffer. Just look at the images. That's it. All you got to do is type in her name, go to images, and you're going to be like, oh, okay, I see what casual is.
Bloody hell.
There's one of the calendar pictures, Rody.
Oh, my God.
All right, guess what month is that? What month is that?
That's got to be October. Orange.
Oh, I'm thinking like August. I don't know. It might be October, but.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Go back up. The second row all the way to the far right. Click on that one.
That?
Yeah, that's her nude photo. Photos.
No.
That's called the Texan, by the way.
Just slap him eats. Thank you, Rody. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy that image.
Courtesy of Rody.
Yeah.
How did I get to untap? Oh, the exorcism.
Yeah, we kind of went on a fucking tangent.
Let's go back to what we were
so
talking
who
about.
Who is Rich Ackerman?
Yeah, man, we never do.
We now know who.
It's not Ashton.
Ashton.
I have come to the conclusion that I can say that out loud, right? Good.
Okay. We cleared her name off the list.
Yeah.
Have you sipped this beer yet?
Yes. I don't even know where to go.
All right.
It's good. This beer's good.
It has cocoa nibs and vanilla. It's good.
Wow.
Good job.
I'm about to really tangent this shit up.
Oh, so God.
You won't.
I'm mad right now.
You won't?
I just instantly got mad. Okay.
Who's that douchebag with the Avengers t-shirt, though?
No,
on the far right.
Look at all.
That's Jason.
Oh, yeah, guys. We should.
Let's hear Jason rap after that.
We're going to do that.
Yeah.
We've never done it before.
You should do a mashup with her singing and you rapping.
Dude, yeah, you should totally flow over that.
And send it to the send it to the Pantego person.
Yep.
I just want to point out. No, I'm not going to. Let's just do me. I don't care. Go.
And do the thing.
Do your thing.
And pull the lever, crunk.
Look, ain't there. You can't get to it. Yeah. Oh. I gotta get deeper.
Is Ashton Kutcher a person? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. He's the one that just married Mila Kunis.
Oh, okay.
Like 2 years ago.
Okay. Today I learned.
Good Everybody. For him.
You're welcome. And that's what we do on Casual.
Yes.
I do not want to do this. We've never... I have been podcasting for six... four or five, six years. Four, five, six. That's a pretty big thing. I never played any music. I do not want to do it. Yeah, whatever. Let's see what it plays.
Do you want to play that one? That one's pretty emotional.
I like emotional stuff. Hey, oh, look, is it Wonderwall? Stop playing it.
Nope.
All right.
Just a week ago, me and Caitlin walking like we do, going shopping. All I'm thinking about is thanking you, how you had to go and how you had to leave, and now how I could be on both knees, and I just can't believe that you're gone. Don't get me wrong, it's been so long, but it still feels like it was just yesterday. You go away, I got a call.
That's good, dude.
Franklin couldn't believe what the news that I had to hear, and I'm filled with fear shaking. Man, the way you were taken from us, it's like I can't get back, I can't get on the bus. I can't go with the flow, I can't grow, I can't let go. Man, you were always right there beside me, and when I was down, you would pick me up. You said, hey, don't cry over spilled milk, get a new cup. You always had a smile. Wait, you have this listed as hip-hop rap?
Is it not?
No, it's not.
Death metal, I think.
No, at all. Where's the, like, your... You're on rhyme. You don't go, yeah. Where's the
mumble rap?
Like my boy, where's your
mumble
pump?
Rap at?
Little pump.
It is not there, and that is a
little Xan. That's what I'm listening to.
Picture of.
Oh, is that your jam right now, Little Xan?
Yeah. Anyway, that song was about my best.
Little Nas,
one of my friends that died.
Shit. Well. Fuck.
Nice tangent.
Yeah. That's a. There we go. So, DJ Kit Kat, are you doing a collaboration at any point?
Yeah. We're doing Tyree. This tonight.
Yeah,
we're
going to
make this happen.
On top of the that mayor's little... Rap.
Yeah, on top of her sick beats.
Yeah.
You're forgetting that I have the power to just get beats pretty easily. I am quite capable of this.
Wasn't that like the beat off of like a children's
that
toy?
The song that she played or
yeah.
mine? Yeah, probably off of a...
When doubted.
Look, I'm just going to go to this. This is free beat right now.
See?
Here we go.
Oh, it's lo-fi. Nice.
Look, we won't even get sued for this. We can play this for the next hour.
Just have unrunning the whole time.
We just run the background while we talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let DJ Kit Kat rap over this.
This is where we talk about how we hate young kids.
Yep.
hate your rap.
The youth nowadays.
Mumbler. I just want to throw out that you've already beat me, because I did not do that. And that's probably the type of thing that goes with this song.
It's true.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, when you ring my bell, it's like you're trapped in hell, and you can't smell that smell, but you feel like it's fire, but you a liar, and then it's time for you to expire like a carton of milk made of silk, but you can still feel that I'm going for the kill, and I got the skill. I bring you, put your girl on the pill, because I'm about to have her. Yeah, I know. It's a little bit...
Okay, yes, I've heard better.
Anyways,
that's pretty good.
What? You've heard better?
Nah, fam.
Have you ever listened to an Eminem CD?
Yeah.
I should not have done
Mama Spaghetti.
Or do you open up a can of worms? I'm already hating my life right now.
That's realizing the theme of this podcast.
I don't remember clicking any of those buttons.
Yep.
No, but you said,
Jesus, take the wheel.
So who is Rich Ackerman?
Yeah, we said. That's one of life's mysteries, man.
I've moved on.
It's a constant soul searching.
Let's go back to Crystal Head Vodka.
Let's play the rest of the 9-minute video.
I have moved on.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to think of what's coming up next.
So, rugby, you play it.
Oh, I do.
And you'll win every game.
fuck, dude. Yeah, I'm so you mad.
I don't want to stir up the pot or create any drama, but Rhodey said we can't have losers on the podcast, so I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, is that so?
Nope, just
is
throwing
that
out
so,
there.
Buddy.
Actually, I think that's on a text message somewhere.
Let's go outside and scrum down, dude, to figure this out.
Oh, you don't want to scrum with me.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to lose.
Your big prop.
I don't even know what that means.
Rudy's only got 100 pounds of muscle on you.
It's fat.
So if I called you a hooker, would you be like compliment or would it be an insult to you?
I'd call myself
compliment.
I'd call myself Julia Roberts.
I knew it.
Yeah, but fuck rugby. So I played the Mavericks and we're in D3, North Texas Conference. I don't even know. Still so mad. So our biggest rivals right now are Alliance Rugby. And last time I played them, they beat us by 2 points. And, you know, all excuses you want, but it was just we weren't there. We didn't show up. So we been preparing like crazy for this game. But today we ended up losing by 3 points. And it was, fucking mad. But, so we'll still make playoffs, but we won't get a first round bye anymore. But, oh, you watched this the Friends episode?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, you're supposed to keep talking. Oh, I'm sorry. Come in with the audio.
Yeah, okay. So,
and that one guy cut in front of us, and I just lost it. Screamed at him, turned all red. Red Ross!
Red Ross!
That's so, your nickname now, by the way.
Thank you. Here's Red Ross. That's me.
That could also be a penis, but I'm not sure.
No, that's a Red Rover. That's what I call my knob.
Here's a scrum.
Yeah, that's a scrum right there. Kind of. Except they're not... I don't know.
Come on, get the bloody
they know what they're doing. That's more like a rough... But, it was a rough game. It was super muddy today, so just ball control is really hard to maintain. Both teams started getting a little heated pretty early on. There was a lot of kind of cheap shots, kind of, you know, a little feistiness. Maybe the sir wasn't looking, but
they're not listening. You can say, hey, they fucking cheap
assholes, shot. All of them. I'm sorry if we have any Alliance players out there, but gosh damn. One of our guys, Brody, what's the, it's not like your collarbone. It's like a scapula, whatever. Is that a shoulder thing?
That's Mr. in the Doctor? Back.
Is it? Okay. One of our guys broke his something with an S, so...
Woo.
Yeah, it was a pretty rough and tumble game today. But everyone's just covered in mud and just pissed off as all hell. But so with that being said, I think next week we have the first round of our playoffs. I think it's down in Austin, maybe. So hopefully we will beat them, and then we'll go into the finals. And it might also be Austin, I'm not sure. But we had a good season. Our team's really growing, but it's I hate losing. Hey, losing.
Losing is something else. Yeah. You know, so both of you guys are very competitive. So
not really.
I've had to Google. Chill. You're not competitive, Brody?
No,
neither one of us.
Me and you've had some Madden games where we've gotten mad at each other.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, never happened. Can I see a tape of this or no?
Do you have proof?
Conjecture? Is that what we're on right now?
I had to Google the other day, like, I was trying to research about competitive people, and, like I can go into a situation where I know there's no way I'm going to win. Like, we'll just pretend I'm going to play rugby with Dirk here. Dirk knows all the rules, knows how to play, whatever.
I'm like,
I know I'm not going to beat him, but I will still get mad as fuck when I lose. And I was, like, trying to research, like, is there something wrong with me?
Oh, it's on the principle of losing, even if you have, like, a huge disadvantage?
Yeah,
really?
like playing, like, let's say... Caitlin's family, my wife's family's like, let's play Monopoly. We will all play with just Jason. And then I lose the game and get pissed because I don't want to lose. And I was just trying to understand that Rhodey's known me forever. I'm not... I don't... That lose word, it just doesn't compete with me. I'm like, oh my God, something's wrong with me. But it said there's nothing wrong with me. I mean, it went into psychoanalysis and I was like, okay, whatever. I read it. But
by the way, he's also making a My Box. So,
oh, his favorite style of beer, Box.
Because I can do better.
Malt liquors. Yeah, it's gonna be so much better than mine.
But there's something about being super competitive. It's just, and it's annoying too, is it not? You know, you're like, this doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, yeah, in the scale of all things, this, you know, doesn't.
No.
No one's gonna care. No one's gonna know. No one's gonna watch it. But in the moment, I want to. Fucking punch someone, dude.
Yep.
Or you can just be better all of them and then just know it.
Oh, is that easy? Damn. Thank you, Rhodey. Yeah.
Confidence Rhodey.
Thanks, Coach Rhodey. I'll do better. Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, me and Rhodey used to have some Madden knockouts. He'd win, I'd win, and we'd just both be like, God damn it. Stupid Will Hill.
Just run a flea flicker every single time. Stupid. With a guitar.
Don't run a flea flicker every time.
So that is Alexa's favorite football play. She kind of knows the rules of football. She actually knows rugby better than football. So whenever we watch it, she's like, what the heck's going on? But her favorite play is whenever they do a flea flicker. But of course, every time they do it, she's busy looking at something else. Like, Alexa, there was your play. And she turns around and is like, wait, where'd it go? And it's over at that point. And of course, they never replay it either. And school hard knocks right there.
So y'all are going to make the playoffs, though?
Yes. Yeah. We'll make playoffs. But we're just not going to get that first round bye. So they...
How many teams?
So we're part of the Red River Rugby Conference, and there's three different divisions up here. There's North, Central, South. Each of these divisions has about six to eight teams or so. Kind of varies.
And that's nice because you don't play everyone like a billion times.
Yeah. So we play against every team twice, once at home and once away. So we get like a pretty good bit of variety right there. And then this season, what they did is basically the top two teams from each division will go into playoffs, and the top two out of that overall get a bye. So if we had beat Alliance today, we would have gotten that overall bye, but now we got to fight for our right. So
fair enough. Mm-hmm. And then if y'all, is it like a national tournament or is it just like a local championship?
It's just within Texas and Louisiana, I think is what our conference covers.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be playing against, it's a ton of Texas teams, and there's like one or two Louisiana teams we're playing against. It's just Shreveport rugby, but it's fun. It really is fun. You see a lot of good people, and the rugby culture, kind of like the beer culture, it's just a lot of good blokes.
Yeah, unless you're in Fort Worth.
Yeah. So that's like the interesting thing. It's like during the game, you want to punch the other dude's teeth out. You want to just grind his face, kill him. But afterwards, everyone just goes to the bar, and that's when you just make up and you have a whole bunch of fun, and all those rugby songs. It's something else, tell you what. Just to see, so something called a Zulu, for those who aren't familiar with rugby. And it's basically the first time you ever score a try, it kind of varies club to club, but usually you have to strip down butt-ass naked and then do, like, some runs or do, like, some different cheers and everything. So it's always fun watching some poor rook go up there and do a Zulu the first time. It's pretty awesome stuff. Everyone's slinging beer and ice at you. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. On that note, this beer is delicious.
Yes. Thank you, Dan Rickerman. I appreciate it.
Yep. We still don't know who you are.
Yep. We loved your exorcism.
Hallowed be thy name.
It's clown shoes, man. These dudes do whatever they
want. I freaking love clown shoes.
They name it whatever they want. They do what they want. They are almost as awesome as Brash. Very close.
Oh, dude. Yeah, Brash is dope.
Brash is the bee's knees.
Yeah.
The tits McGee or whatever the...
I think some point in the summer, I'm going to make another trip down to Houston to visit Brash, St. Arnold's, a whole bunch of other good shit down there.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I got the chance to go down to Weathered Souls in San Antonio the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice. Make some good stuff.
Right on. Yeah, I think I love about Brash is the whole, just the metal in
your face. Yeah, the environment.
Yes.
Yeah. The arcade, the metal music.
Yeah, every time you're there, it's just some grunge metal, just...
new metal?
Yep, yeah, new. New girlfriends.
Yeah, new metal's back. New metal's back.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff, though.
It's great.
I could, if we started a music podcast, it would be crazy and fun. I recently found out that a fellow coworker of mine, we grew up in the same genre of music pretty much. And she's like, oh, Korn, Stain, Limp Bizkit. I was like, what'd you say?
And do it for the nookie.
Oh, I thought you said, holy shit. I thought you were going to say Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and 98 Degrees.
No, not quite.
My favorite bands.
And it was funny because any band that either one of us would say.
Menudo.
It's like, what about the Deftones? She's like, oh. And I was like, what about this? What about that? Boom, boom. We were just all, it was like, holy crap.
Shinedown. She was like, I love Shinedown.
Sign of Madness against the man.
Rhodey, you're
Nickelback.
You're getting farther away from that look at era this that photograph. You grew up in. Nickelback didn't happen until, well, technically, I still stand by Nickelback's first CD was awesome. The Leader of Men. I dare you to listen to Nickelback, Leader of Men, and then go, oh, these guys are going to write Photograph. It won't happen.
Three Doors Down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a story about, so when me and my second girlfriend broke up, I had lived in my trailer next to my parents' house, so it was a trailer by itself. And I had an antenna, and I went up on the roof, got the antenna to work, got down there, got it all hooked up. So we had just broken up, and then it was three doors down playing on Letterman or one of those late night shows, and they were playing that
Jumper.
When you're gone, the really sad ass. When you're gone, I was like, oh my. It was just so funny. I was like, why did I get this to work?
Yeah, did all this work.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck.
When you're gone, and I just sat there and cried about it.
The universe hates me. Yep.
I was like, huh.
It's a sign.
Yep. Mm. And then three doors down, bassist got drunk, killed somebody, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Oopsie poopsie.
That's not what it took. I just hate that man. But no, the new metal age, I guess. Oh, I hate even saying that, the new metal age, but that's what we grew up in, Rody. We're stuck with it.
Where is that between the bronze and the iron age?
Well, the dark, maybe.
Right in the middle. Right smack in the middle.
Yep. There's the face plants.
And you know what's worse? Is that we lived and breathed and grew up in an age where every band that we knew and loved will not be remembered. Name one band that we grew up with that 30 years from now somebody will be like, oh yeah, those guys. It's not the Beatles or the Stones.
Yeah, we didn't have any big classics. It's just so much out there nowadays. That's no
Illuminati.
Mm-hmm. No one's going to remember it. I know, he's joking.
7 Mary 3.
Yep. Eiffel 66 or whatever.
It sucks.
Yep. I remembered.
Oh, Saliva.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about Nickelback is probably the biggest band, the biggest, most selling, but they won't be remembered. Nobody's going to look back.
Linkin Park.
I bet Linkin Park would be remembered.
Maybe just because Chester died.
Yep.
Yep.
That's all it takes. Yep. Tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Makes comedy.
And then I started thinking about like 100 years from now, somebody listening to a Limp Bizkit record. I was like, I wonder what that would be like.
Yeah.
Did it all for the nookie.
What are you still be playing on K-Love?
Oh, yeah. The classics.
Listen to the oldies.
No.
The 2000s.
No.
Is that possible?
Yeah. Damn. It's hard to say.
It's July 12th, 2056. We're listening to the 2000s.
But when we think about what our parents grew up with, Led Zeppelin, Journey, Duran Duran, all these huge-ass bands, huge. The Beatles, Bob Dylan, and then we're left with... And we thought they were huge, but they haven't carried the success that I don't know. I would love to take a 13-year-old and be like, here, listen to all this music. Does any of this...
It resonated too.
Yeah, they're like, no.
Baby shark.
No, Rody. Gosh, damn it.
I'm sorry. I only like guys with face tattoos.
Oh.
My niece, one of my nieces came in here and she was like, I love Post Malone. I was like, that dude is a huge tool bag.
Yeah.
He's got a face tattoo.
He's the tool in this pool.
It's like, fuck. I just don't know, man. I don't know if... I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think, bro? I just don't... I don't know if any of those bands are going to be all right. You think any of them are going to pull it out? You think any of them will be a classic? Do you think you'll go pick up the classic Korn album? You raped. I feel dirty.
Well, I mean,
hurt.
Doesn't all that stuff just slip through us? So when those people have kids, those parents are inevitably going to make those kids listen to that music.
True. Just pass it down.
Technically, that should have happened by now. So Korn came out in 1990.
Oh.
So that's 30 years. Lots of people in 1990 had babies. They don't like Korn.
Wrong.
They don't like Korn. Stained is already dead, man. Like, it's crazy when you search, like...
Well, Stained is country, so...
No, that's true. Just crazy.
Yep, it's good stuff.
Stained teases return to live activity.
Ooh, no, scandalous.
Make me eat my words. Massachusetts-based... Oh, I can't even... This is a fake-ass website.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's a nice HTML code right there.
That's so fake. Oh, my God. When I was 16 years old and I was watching It's Been a While, I was crying like a baby.
It's been a while... I first met you.
It's like, oh my God, you're so right. I'm so sad.
Speaks to me on a spiritual level.
I'm so angry.
Yes.
Look, and I was like, oh, that's me looking at pictures of my ex-girlfriend.
Oh,
and smoking a cigarette.
Edge, man. Careful, cut you.
Oh, look at all them candles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ambiance is real.
It's been a
You ain't getting no money from us, motherfucker.
Just listen to that country singer.
Oh, yeah. That's real country right there. There's like Texas, Western, and there's Spain. Since I first
saw you. Wagon wheels.
I still stand by when we saw Stain and Mike Mushok, which is their guitar player. When the heavy part comes, it's been a while, and he was like rocking out so hard. I was like, this guy's going to leave. And sure shit, he left.
Yep. Out he goes.
He's like, Aaron Lewis, you're too soft for me, you bitch. Anyways, it's been a while since we talked about beer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? Do we have another beer? Is that it?
I mean, I can pot some more beer if you want.
I mean, you won't. It's okay. I know you won't. It's fine.
We'll have some off-camera beers. We're done.
Yeah. Crushing it.
Guys, we're out.
Boom.
It's been a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
Dirk.
Yes, sir. That's me.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Been a blast as always.
What are we looking at here? Yeah, about an hour.
Hell yeah.
Time for us to go drink some more beer.
Drink our sorrows away. Damn Alliance.
Have some fun.
Thanks, Chris. Hope you like that Arby's sauce.
Yep. Yeah, I get the horsey sauce. I hope it's really fine. Just can't stop eating. I understand.
You guys just brought up Bad Blood. I'm mad now.
Baby, we got bad blood.
Play that Ashton song again. That'll get you in the mood.
Yeah. Make it tear up.
We did find that live on the podcast. That was the first time we've ever heard of that or found it.
Yeah.
So for you fuckers that are like, oh, these guys are fake. Fuck you. That's the first time we ever heard it. I'm tired of you people writing me saying we're fake. No one does that. Fuck you guys.
Hey, we just read our script pretty well, okay?
It's pretty
natural.
I'm going to suit this to controllers and keyboards right now. When we're on schedule, we fucking release a podcast, you dickwads.
Uh-oh.
Every Friday, no podcast episode.
Wow.
And then Goat was like, oh, there's personal business. Yeah, we have personal business, mm-hmm. too.
Like, Chris has personal Arby's right now.
We took 6 months off for our personal business. God damn it.
But we're back, so fuck you.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Don't do that shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little biscuit. Yeah. Yeah. Nookie.
You nookie.
Next week. So in 4 days, we're going to have Michael on. It's going to be a blast. We're going to talk Funky Picnic. We're going to talk about other stuff. So... And the week after that, we're going to have someone else on. We're not going to spoil that yet.
All the guests.
JM, we have fun.
George R. R. Martin on.
Who?
Pretty good.
What? Did you say J?
JM.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre?
Maybe.
JJTM?
God, that would be a long fucking scales. Show.
JJTM. I got to go for 4 hours. We love those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin, we should have Dustin back on.
Got to reach out.
Only if he shows us the pictures he takes.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, everyone.
Yep.
Dick.
We out.
Yeah, that was the Catch a Lit podcast. I listened to it.
Alone, by myself, will it touch me?
You should, too. It's great. It's your real firm Woody. Bye.